Well, now you find me around the Seeding Bowl here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, but this is an area that something is prohibited. Orioles fans are not able to do something here that they can do in other areas here on the property. Joining me is Greg Bader, Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the Baltimore Orioles. Greg, what happens here in the Seeding Bowl with regard to smokers?
Well, our policy has been consistent for the last probably 15 years or so, where there has been no smoking allowed in the Seeding Bowl, lower club or upper levels, and there are other areas that it's been prohibited in the past. But this year, the Maryland Stadium Authority declared that both Oriole Park at Camden Yards and Raven Stadium, on the footprint of the Camden Yards property, are no longer going to permit smoking. They are 100% smoke-free facilities. And what that means per this MSA mandate is that no fan within 25 feet of the outside of the ballpark or anywhere inside the gates is permitted to smoke. It is 100% smoke-free.
So that means the concourse is included in that, all the concourses?
That is correct. If you are inside the gates of Oriole Park at Camden Yards, smoking is 100% prohibited. And within 25 feet of the exterior of the ballpark, it is also not permitted. So to accommodate fans who do smoke, we have set up an area on the third base side of the lower concourse where you can exit near gate E. There's an area where you leave the facility. You stay in a confined space, but you are 25 feet from the ballpark. You can smoke and then return. It's the only place, it's the only gate where you can actually exit and come back in, since there is no re-entry in the ballpark.
So that will mean quite a hike for somebody who might be in the upper deck over the first base side and may have to make quite a trek.
That's correct. You know, this policy is designed, you know, to conform to existing health code that the state of Maryland has for its facilities. This is a state-owned facility, and you know, we fully support the policy and plan to work with Maryland Stadium Authority to enforce it, and we hope our fans cooperate with the new rules.
Describe the area that people can smoke here.
Yeah, you'll be able to exit a gate and walk 25 feet from the area. It is somewhat contained, although there's plenty of room for you, and you know, fans are encouraged to use that if they find it necessary. It's there for anyone who does feel they want or need to smoke during the course of a game. And then, you know, we certainly appreciate other fans accommodating the new rules.
Greg, this is new for the fans this year. How is this going to be enforced this opening day?
Well, you know, we certainly will be vigilant about, you know, trying to enforce the policy. We certainly are going to be understanding as well as fans certainly learn about it. You know, there is no smoking on Utah Street or in the Legends Park any longer. It was permitted last year. So this is a learning experience. We'll make sure that we educate fans to the new policies. There are new signs that will be posted in many locations throughout the park alerting fans that this is a 100% smoke-free facility.
All right, Greg, thanks for the update.
Sure, thank you.
With Greg Bader, John Patti in the Seeding Bowl here at Oriole Park. Back to you at Dempsey's.